Asa Hutchinson, IRS whistleblower. Allegations about Hunter Biden investigation are troubling. By Christina Wong on June 26, 2023. Former Arkansas Governor and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Asa Hutchinson called IRS whistleblower allegations about the Justice Department's investigation into Hunter Biden troubling. "It's very troubling, you have to take whistleblower allegations seriously. They're not always true, but there's a ring of truth here. And so it has to be pursued," Hutchinson told Just the News at the recent Faith and Freedom Coalition conference. Last week, the House Ways and Means Committee released transcripts from a whistleblower who alleged that the Justice Department interfered in the IRS's investigation of Hunter Biden. Attorney Merrick Garland denied those allegations on Friday. The transcripts were released after Hunter Biden accepted a sweetheart plea deal where he pleaded guilty to two misdemeanor tax violations and agreed to enter a diversion program on a third gun violation. Hutchinson, a former federal prosecutor, said many more questions need to be answered. "The first question is, why did it take 5 years to investigate this?" Hutchinson said regarding attorney David Weiss's investigation. "The U.S. attorney appointed by Donald Trump stayed on to investigate this, and had the resources needed. This took way too long. You know, what is the reason for that? Secondly, you look at the allegations of the whistleblower that felony charges were recommended. That needs to be explained by the Department of Justice. And I understand discretion of U.S. attorney. I was a federal prosecutor," Hutchinson added. He continued. "And then thirdly, there's other allegations about mishandling of money, about foreign influence, and I understand how Hunter Biden could simply be misrepresenting his position in life and utilize that tool. But that has to be explored because it's the credibility of the president and his integrity that's an issue. So there has to be more transparency, more investigation, and these questions need to be answered," he said. Hutchinson did not say he would appoint a special counsel to look into the matter if he is elected president, saying he hoped it would be resolved by then. "If you appoint a special prosecutor in January of 2025, it's going to be 2026 before you know anything. And so that's not a good option," he said, but added, "it might be the only option. There's a lot of questions that are unanswered here. These are the right questions to ask, and it's important for the American public that we get to the bottom of each one of them," he said.